Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you once again today. Jason Luss, OSU, joining us as we talk about the animal welfare survey that OSU has recently conducted. Back on that in just a moment.
This is Baxter Black, and I'd like to put in a good word for our Beef Jekyll. Throughout America, teachers, school nurses, and even parents are teaching our young people how to unleash beef power in healthy diets. Our Chekhov-sponsored nutrition programs reached more than 4 million students last year, including 30,000 junior Girl Scouts who completed the Fit for a Princess program. And the new Enriching Family Mealtimes kit gives busy parents family-friendly recipes, nutrition facts, and helpful ways to think beef when planning a meal. Thanks to your money and mine, Chekhov programs keep beef top of mind by introducing young people and their families to the power of beef. The Chekhov's doing what needs to be done to promote our product, and it sure beats wearing a sandwich board. To learn more about the power of our Chekhov, visit beefboard.org.
This Chekhov update brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
OSU Ag Economist Jason Luss helped put together a national survey of consumers seeking their input on the issue of livestock welfare. And he says that it seems that beef cattle producers might have a leg up on the pork and poultry boys.
That's exactly right. You know, a couple of the key issues were that they wanted to see animals being able to exhibit natural behaviors and to have the ability to socialize in normal ways. And that's just something that given modern production facilities with pork and poultry that you don't see, but beef cattle, by contrast, does pretty well in those areas. And, you know, we didn't ask this question specifically, but reading sort of the tea leaves, that people find cattle production to be a relatively humane production practice. And indeed, people don't have the kinds of pictures in their head like they can conjure up with those other production industries. People still seem to think of cattle production as a cow-calf operation out in the pasture, which in large part is true. And so in a lot of ways, cattle and beef production is somewhat less susceptible to some of the attacks of animal activist groups like pork and poultry are.
Jason, in the survey, you asked consumers who should be actually making decisions in regards to animal welfare for these animals. What did you learn?
There, again, was a little bit of a mixed bag. We asked people questions about whether they felt like the public should be making decisions or whether experts should be making decisions. And people were pretty split. It was about 50-50 there. About half thought that decisions should be made by experts, and about half thought that public should be making the decision. We also asked some questions about whether decisions about animal welfare should be based only on scientific measurements of well-being, things like stress and whatnot, or based only on ethical and moral type considerations. And again, we saw about a 50-50 type split, some people saying we should base our decisions based on science type measurements, and another half saying, no, this is more of an ethical type issue. And I think that's important because a lot of what you hear from animal production industries is let's make our decisions based on quote-unquote sound science. But it's not exactly clear what that means sometimes to people. And again, you see a sow, for example, in a gestation crate, there's no amount of science probably that might convince some people that's appropriate animal production practice. One other thing we did ask them, which I think is somewhat interesting, probably especially to producers in the audience, we asked them a question about whether they thought producers had the best interest of the animal in mind. And we saw a little bit of a split here, and probably some of it was due to the phrasing of the question, whether the sort of the profit motive is also in line with the motive of the welfare of the animal. I think people indicated that they believe there might sometimes be some conflict between those two things.
Interesting insights about the consumer and animal welfare from Jason Luss, OSU. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattlemen, why buy an expensive ground load trailer when you can use the LT Dock ground load conversion for livestock trailers? The patented conversion attaches to existing pot trailers or straight floor trailers for easy loading or unloading from the ground or from a dock. The conversion adds 3 feet of length and converts in 60 seconds. Available in steel or aluminum. For more info, call 580-922-4973 or visit www.ltgroundload.com. That's www.ltgroundload.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.